Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
We have Class 3 quarterfinal football coming up tomorrow. Maryville taking on Pleasant Hill. Joining us in studio now, though, head coach Matt Webb, as well as senior running back and defensive back Caden Steckline. Coach Webb, as we look at it, down to 8 teams left in Class 3. You, of course, are one of those teams still standing. As we get a little bit deeper, a little closer to September, you obviously know you're doing something right if you guys are still playing.
Yeah, it is. It's an exciting time of year, and you look at where that bracket, you know, kind of starts, and every week it gets divided in half, and look and see who's on your side and who the possible matchups are. And yeah, you get down to 8 and you feel pretty special that you're one of the 8 teams still practicing in the cold and the snow and the elements. But you know, it feels pretty special not to hang pads up and go 1-0 each week.
Caden, what's the feeling like in practice Monday through Friday now, as opposed to what it might have been about a week ago when you guys are still playing regular season on Fridays to get to this point?
It's definitely a different feeling because, you know, just the schedule throughout the week is different. And, you know, like Coach Webb said, the weather's pretty cold, but I mean, that's what it's going to be on Saturday. So we're just getting used to playing through it. I mean, we've already played through it in a couple games. So, I mean, it's just coming out and executing at practice and just doing it in the games too.
So we want to look ahead. Maryville taking on Pleasant Hill coming up tomorrow. That's at home, a 1 o'clock kickoff. But for one quick second, we have to rewind 1 week and talk about what that game was like last week. A win over Savannah in the district championship game, a touchdown with just a second or two left on the clock. Caden, from your perspective, being on the field, the emotions of that moment of winning that district title.
It was incredible. You know, I remember running across the field because, you know, I was so excited. And to be honest, it was a little too nerve-wracking, but I didn't know it was fourth and goal. I thought it was third and goal, but so I'm glad Cooper got in the end zone. But other than that, I was just so happy and relieved to be able to beat Savannah at home and continue our season.
Coach, you guys have had so many games throughout the year that have been difficult, and you have those late-minute drives that kind of take you down and have a chance to get into the end zone. A couple of those didn't go through until that district championship against Savannah. Is that a game that you continue to build off of as you do get later and later in the season of, hey, it's close in the fourth quarter, we've been here before?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, kind of your coaches talk about, you know, building character and seeing is believing. And there was a lot of belief, you know, Friday night, that whole, really the whole game. You know, we had the lead, you know, up 2 scores at half, and third quarter they scored 2 times and we're down a point. And I think, you know, obviously the huge thing was getting a defensive stop in the fourth quarter, and we got off the field, and you look up at the clock, and from a coaching management standpoint, you know, Coach Houch and I talked, we got 3 timeouts, 4 minutes, plenty of time to just go execute. And I think everybody in the stands was wanting us to call those timeouts, and the time was getting close. But I've been with Coach Houch and Matt a long time, and kind of knew where he was thinking. We wanted to score with and not give Savannah a chance to come back and, after we scored, to be, you know, to have the ball last, and we made it about as close as possible to having the ball last. But it was a great feeling, and one the guys will never forget. I'm very proud of our, you know, we talk about tough teams win and toughness and those elements, and I don't think there's anybody that didn't know that Cooper was getting that ball and Caden was going to block for him, and it put the line on your seniors, and, you know, in our offensive line on the 1-yard line, 4th and goal. It didn't get much more dramatic than that in high school football. So you bet, it was a great win.
You know, we talk so much about, boy, quarterback and wide receiver always have to be on the same page. Head coach and offensive coordinator in that situation, it's awfully good to have that same wavelength in a situation like that.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And Matt does a great job, and we're very fortunate to have him, and puts a lot of trust in the players, and we have a lot of those same beliefs that let the players make the plays and put them in the right situations, and he does a great job of that, and very proud of him.
Through 2 playoff games, Maryville with over 500 rushing yards, those 2 games combined, if my math serves me right. Caden, we get to this time of year, and of course it's kind of cliched, but boy, you got to run the football well. You know, it's all winning playoff football games is about running the football, but you're doing it, and you're winning football games. I mean, do you feel that correlation of if we're picking up the yards we are, obviously we're going to win a lot of games?
Oh, 100%. You know, both all our coaches, you know, say in the playoffs, in order to win, you have to be able to run the ball and stop the run. And that's been our main emphasis this week, probably, is stopping Pleasant Hill's run because they're really good at it. And being able to run the football opens up so many other avenues of offense. And if you're able to run the ball, you'll win. And if not, you probably won't.
Well, Coach, as we look at it, too, you go from facing Cade Strappell from Savannah, who's a great running back, to turn around and seeing Dylan Kaufman coming in on Saturday, who's had another heck of a season there for Pleasant Hill. The running backs don't get any worse, but obviously a chance for Maryville to step up and have another great challenge in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, each one of the, you know, the challenges has, you know, they kind of do it differently in different philosophies. And Pleasant Hill does a great job with their zone scheme, and it kind of starts up front. They have a very senior-laden team. They have like 20, 25 seniors or something, large enrollment, large school. And these kids and all of their offensive linemen are seniors, and they've played together. They're big. They've been in the weight room. And then they got kind of two backs last week that both of them went for, you know, over 100 yards and two touchdowns. And they do a great job with their zone schemes, and then their running backs take advantage of some good holes that are created by their offensive line. So it's a great challenge for team defense, you know, and Cade Strappell is a great individual back. He does a lot of things, and not to take away credit from Savannah, what they do from an offensive overall scheme, but he's a great talent. Pleasant Hill does it more from a team aspect, and the backs take it, you know, kind of reap the rewards of what the offensive line and their scheme stands for.
We go through and see three regular season games at the Hound Pound throughout the year. And it's kind of like, man, we'd love to see more games here. But now all of a sudden, when the games matter most, we are seeing Maryville playing on their home field. How comforting is that going in knowing we know exactly the routine, how this all goes, and we're in our element in these games?
It's huge, you know, especially playing at, you know, the Hound Pound. It's a special place, and especially during the playoffs. I mean, having home field advantage is huge, you know, having teams come to you. Playing on a field they're not used to. I mean, we play on grass, and a lot of teams have been playing on turf, and Pleasant Hill has a turf field, and it's just huge for us, but also it's just a big confidence boost in the fact that we're playing on our own field, and it's what we're used to, and it helps us with our confidence, and it's a huge part in winning playoff football games.
It has to be easy on the coaches, too, not having to plan out these long trips, right?
Oh, you bet. It's nice to wake up on a Saturday morning and just drive, you know, cross town and get the team ready. And it's awesome for our community. You know, I know we only had three home games, but you're right. You know, these last ones we've had in the playoffs, they sure are memorable. And we talk about, you know, getting home field advantage and what that means, and to fight for it through the regular season. I think the way Misha has it set up is a great way for teams to earn, you know, postseason games at home. You know, sometimes it's you know, the districts, you know, in other sports, it's kind of left open to opinion. And the way football does it is you want to go earn them and then go get the one seed. And it's a great way of doing it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Chance for another memorable weekend here for Maryville High School football coming up. But also beyond that, you've got dedicated players. We see it in the weight room throughout the off season, and it continues into practice and the games on Friday nights. But then also at the same time, this weekend is also Sue's Golden Musical opening up at Maryville High School. And there are some student-athletes within that, and, of course, one of the lead in that is Court Watkins, one of your all-conference defensive linemen and offensive linemen in there. He's a multi-talented kind of guy. How does he find the time to go out and practice and learn all those lines?
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, but you're right. You know, it is a little different. I don't know that I've had a starting defensive lineman put on tights and go perform, you know, cat in the hat, or, you know, his call sign, you know, on the back is Gaston, you know, for Beauty and the Beast a couple years ago. And it's a little different, but I think it's cool. You know, I tell the guys all the time, and, you know, I think sometimes, you know, one of the worst things I think people can be labeled at in athletics is a dumb jock, you know, somebody that is only good at basketball and that's what he does, or only good at baseball or football, or just being the dumb jock mentality. And growing up, I always respected those guys that were smart and had good academics and did other things outside of football or outside of you know whatever sport they choose. So I think it's cool to kind of, you know, have different relationships and expose yourself. So Court can sing, Court can dance, Court can play D-line, Court can play, let's see, what else, O-line. He can score touchdowns. We figured that out this year. So I think it's great. The kid's making most of his opportunities in what the high school has to offer. And I think everybody should go see not only Court, but the whole cast.
That'll be 7 o'clock tonight. You can also see it 2 o'clock on Sunday. So sandwich in between, we've got Maryville High School football. Caden, how much is court singing and dancing, you know, pregame, practice field, in the huddle, in the locker room? Is he kind of let it loose all the time?
Yeah, he definitely can. He's very energetic, especially on game days. You can tell that he's definitely ready to go out there and play. Sometimes he needs to be a little more calm than he is, but, you know, it's not a big deal. He does what he's supposed to out in the game, and, you know, just having his energy in the locker room is huge for all the players' morales, and just having him on the team has been a huge positive. And like you said, having the play this week, you know, in court, being able to remain focused on, you know, quarterfinals, but also at the same time the musical is not easy to do. And he's been going to play practice after football practice for probably a month now, and just being able to maintain focus in both is incredible, and he's a great leader.
Should be a fun weekend for Maryville High School from the play, football as well, and so much more going on as we dive deeper here into this fall semester. Guys, thanks so much for the time. Pleasant Hill tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Good luck.
Thank you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's pack the Hound Pound. You know, yes, Bearcats are on the road, and you can stream that game and come. It's going to be cold, so don't come sit under your blanket. Bring a blanket, but get it waving. Get up on third down. And Pleasant Hill is going to bring a good group. That's a large school, and we need a great showing out at the quarterfinal home playoff game.
You know, the beauty of an afternoon game like that, the sun's out. Yep. You're not sitting there with the moon over you. It's a little bit warmer, so it's not as bad as the temperature looks.
Well, let's hope the sun's out. That'd be nice if it is out. But
it'll be out. Don't
it'll
worry.
Be out. Okay, I'm with you. If it's not out, I know who I'm asking. So,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, senior running back and defensive back Caden Steckline joining us here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. The Spoof Hounds taking on Pleasant Hill tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You can hear that game on the Bearcat Public Media app.